This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, I introduced Jonathan, son of Israel's first king Saul, as an example of one who lived out this impact thought: God wants me to walk, work, and worship with divine clarity while living in the midst of human ambiguity and ambivalence. He remained faithful to his father to his death. At the same time, he remained true to his friendship with David, God's anointed, but Saul's nemesis. He found himself in the unenviable position of being between a rock and a hard place. Ambiguity and ambivalence were his constant companions. His reward for living with divine clarity was seeing his father become more frustrated, arrogant, and stubborn in his rebellion against God. This hardness of heart led to his death on the battlefield. He never got to see David as king of Israel because he died in battle at his father's side. I'm confident, however, when he arrived in heaven, he received God's affirmation: "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." David mourned his death for days. Later he inquired, "Is there anyone still left of the house of Saul to whom I can show kindness for Jonathan's sake?" 2 Samuel 9:1. When they identified Mephibosheth, the crippled son of Jonathan, David restored the family lands to him and welcomed him to have all his meals at the king's table. What the world needs is more men like Joseph and Jonathan, who lived with divine clarity amidst human ambiguity and ambivalence.